With the final night of the regular season coming up on Tuesday night, things are all but settled when it comes to playoff positions in the Moose Jaw High School Athletic Association Boys and Girls Volleyball Leagues. The Peacock Toilers will finish in first place in the Girls League and will be looking to cap the regular season with a perfect record after improving to 7-0 in their lone match last week. The Toilers found themselves in a bit of a battle but emerged with a 3-1, 29-27, 23-25, 25-23, 25-11, victory over the Vanier Spirits on October 20. The Briarcrest Christian Academy Cougars picked up a crucial win of their own earlier in the week, locking down second place at 4-2 with a come-from-behind 3-2, 22-25, 17-25, 25-22, 25-21, 15-13, win over the Central Cyclones. Central fell to 3-4 and will finish in third place thanks to their two regular season wins over Vanier. The Spirits won their other match 3-0, 25-12, 25-23, 25-13, to finish 3-5 and in fourth place. The final night of league action sees Briarcrest at Peacock at 7 p.m. and Notre Dame, 0-6, at Central at 6:20 p.m. With the top two places in the boys' league decided, the Central Cyclones picked up a couple of key wins during the week to secure third spot. That included a 3-2, 25-12, 25-20, 16-25, 21-25, 15-10, win over the Cornerstone Christian School Falcons on October 18 before downing the Avonlea Eagles 3-1, 21-25, 25-19, 25-22, 25-20, on October 20. Central improved to 5-4, while Cornerstone rebounded with a 3-1, 21-25, 25-19, 26-24, 25-20, win over Peacock to make things interesting on the final league night. Peacock dropped a 3-0, 25-11, 25-17, 25-20, decision to Assiniboia in their other match last week and as a result are tied with Cornerstone for fourth at 3-6. Cornerstone hosts Avonlea, 7 p.m., and Peacock hosts Vanier, 8 p.m., on Tuesday night, with how those matches play out deciding who hosts the fourth-fifth place game between the two teams on Tuesday, November 1. Vanier took a 3-0, 25-14, 25-19, 25-14, win over Avonlea, 0-9, to remain unbeaten on the season at 8-0. No score was reported from their scheduled game in Assiniboia on October 20. Assiniboia is at Central at 8 p.m. in the other game on Tuesday. The girls' quarterfinal will see Notre Dame at Vanier on Tuesday, November 1, while the boys' league quarterfinals will take place the same night with sixth place at third place and fifth place at fourth place.